Here's a look at your midday markets on Tuesday, January 27th. Most of the cattle sales all across the state have been canceled again today due to the winter weather and cold temperatures. So today we will take a look at the Missouri Weekly Weighted Average Report. There were 41,844 head of cattle that ran through the state-reported barns last week. Compared to the sales 2 weeks ago, the feeder steers and heifers sold mostly steady to $5 lower. There were still a few instances of thinner fancy sets of feeders that sold firm to higher, but as a whole, the market was a bit softer this past week. Feeder steers, medium and large, won 450 to 500 pounds, averaged at 513.61, 5 to 550 pounds, 499.61, 550 to 600 pounds, 457.81, 6 to 650 pounds, 431.44, 650 to 700 pounds, 404.85, 7 to 750 pounds, 382.64. Feeder heifers, medium and large, won 450 to 500 pounds, averaged at 452.09, 5 to 550 pounds, 431.40, 550 to 600 pounds, 402.74, 6 to 650 pounds, 382.80, 650 to 700 pounds, 364.20, 7 to 750 pounds, 341.24. Looking at your prior day hog markets, starting with the barrows and gilts, 890 head, base carcass price was $83.25, change was down 31 cents. For sows, it was a head count of 3,923 head, and the live price was $30 to $71 even. Looking at the midday futures from the Chicago Board of Trade, corn in March 427.5 down 3 quarters, May 435 and 3 quarters down 1 quarter, July 442 unchanged. Soybeans in March 1067 and 3 quarters up 6, May 1080 and a quarter up 6 and a quarter, July 1093 and a quarter up 5 and 3 quarters. Wheat in March 522 and a quarter down 1 quarter, May 532 and a quarter down 1 half, July 544 and a quarter down 1. Your livestock midday futures from the CME, live cattle in February 236.17 up 15 cents, April 237.77 down 22, June 233.60 down 2 cents. Feeder cattle in January 366.87 up 17 cents, March 362.20 down 40, April 361.40 up 20. Lean hogs in February 88.47 up 17 cents, April 96.50 down 22, May 117 cents down 5 cents. That concludes your midday market report on Tuesday, January 27th with the Missouri Department of Agriculture. This is Amanda Weberg.